Last time Tennessee won in Gainesville, September 20th, 2003, 24-10. This guy was there and had two touchdowns. Jabari Davis joins us now on 3HL. Juice, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. How you guys doing this Tennessee and Florida weekend?
You better know it. See, that's the good thing about this, though.
I just love how calm y'all are when you're talking about this. Because I know there's a volcano inside both y'all.
I'm just saying, man, Juice ain't walking through that door. So we need somebody to put on a juice-like, you know what I mean, a juice-like act and go down there in the swamp and get something done. That's going to be tough, though, man. What you think about this?
Sir.
What you think about this, Jabari, man?
What you think about this weekend?
Yeah, what do you think about this weekend? Yeah, what's the chances?
Man, you know, I'm always believe in my program. I'm never going to turn my back on my program. I always know there's always some type of way to shock the world and to prove people wrong. I know it's difficult when you think about this football team and where we are now, and especially these last three games, because there's so many question marks surrounding this football team. You know, who are we? Can we pass the football? Can we run the football like we need to? Can we get off the field on third down? Can we play great on special teams? You know, can we coach to win? Can we do this? Can we do that? And those are some of the things that I wanted to see in the first couple games, and especially the Pittsburgh game, but it was still a lot of confusion what's going on. So I understand where the media is coming from about, you know, having us down by – I mean, have us losing about three touchdowns and this and that, but – as a former player, you know, if I could talk to these guys, just say, man, go down there with a whole different mindset and shock the world. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in what the media is saying. You're an underdog for a reason. But if you want to change that, go down there and make a statement, man, and prove people wrong and, you know, find a way to get it done.
So, was that y'all's mindset in 2003? That was like a early afternoon game, I think, if I remember correctly, and it was hot, and playing in the swamp is a totally different thing. Like, what was that like, that whole experience?
Well, on that team, man, you know, we were cut from a different cloth. You know, this era and the era that Slay played in, you know, all of us were raised differently, man. You know, we were some young savages coming up, played on the team with a lot of guys that had already won at a high level, a lot of guys that already had played with so much great leadership that they learned from Al Wilson, Jamal, and Peyton Manning, and all those great guys like that. So they was already a part of something special. And they was just handing up a ton to us. So we took it and ran with it. But going in that game, you know, we was already one of the top programs in the country. We knew our number one goal was always get to the SEC championship. So we were going to, you know, we would go down to Florida, and we was going to do what we do. You know, we learned from 2001 how to handle that crowd, you know, that hostile environment. Don't let the crowd get into the game. Focus on your assignments. And if you want to see 100,000 people shut up, go down there and you strike first and put up 14 points on their butt. And that'll shut them up real quick. And just, you know, bring the fight.
Yeah.
Don't take the fight. You got to bring the fight. But those guys were just cut from a different cloth. That's the reason we – still brag about Casey Clawson, and we still talk about some guys on that team because those guys were warriors, man. You know, those guys were possessed. Those guys had a will to win. Those guys were leaders, and it's just a whole different culture of what we're dealing with now when it comes to athletes than it was back then.
I totally think that. I always tell people all the time, Juice, man, when you walking around campus – like, when you're getting ready for that Tennessee-Florida week, regardless if it's at home or in the swamp, you could feel if it was going to be a victory. And every time I was on campus, man, I never thought that it was going to be the opposite. You know what I mean? I always thought – I was like, man, nah, them boys ready, man. I'm seeing it in their eyes. Like, y'all walk around totally different. Y'all on mute.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Ain't no talking. It's time to get
Florida,
to it.
Man, Florida week was a whole different week. Florida week, you come to practice early.
Yeah.
Stay late. If you got to miss class, to come watch some film, to come get some treatment, you know, to come get your mind right, to get away for a little bit, and to get focused for the weekend, man. So Florida week was always a different energy in the air, and that was something that I learned from playing with those great guys on that 0-1 team.
Mm-hmm. Jabari Davis with us, Vol for Life. You said something interesting about the generational difference. How does Tennessee get that swagger back?
Well, you got to – you know, one thing that has really hurt us was, you know, over these last couple of years is, you know, this coaching carousel, man. There's so many new coaches coming in and out. Back then – and, you know, I put Slay in this. You know, back then, man, we had coaches that were committed. You know, when they recruited you, they looked you in the eyes and say, hey, I'm going to be there all 4 years. You can trust me. I want to coach your son, mom, grandma, whoever I'm talking to. But now you got coaches that just coaching just to try to get their resume up and trying to get another big job. So when you got coaches leaving the program like that, that same toxic energy was soaked down to the players. And you got players with the transfer portal coming and going, which is a gift and a curse, but you know it breeds that type of weakness, and you having guys not committed, guys not knowing how to handle adversity, guys not embracing the culture, guys not being patient, guys that don't want to get coached properly. So I think that is what happened with the program. I would say the coaches, the administration, and also us not, you know, getting the type of players that we need to be successful, man. And it's, you know, you can't just point the finger at the players. It's been craziness from the, you know, the athletic administrators to coaches and players, and just, you know, dropping the ball when it comes to that Tennessee swagger that we had for so many years.
That's really well said. Yeah. That's really well said. I tell Tennessee fans all the time, like, they have to, whether you like the coach or not, you need him to succeed for your program to get some sort of stability, right? Because every time a coach leaves, there go players. And you're right about Fulmer was able to keep his assistants. And there was a loyalty thing there with him and a lot of guys, you know, good or bad or whatever. But there wasn't that revolving door with the assistant coaches either.
Right.
Yeah, you're right, man. Back then, it was just totally different. You know, coaches were committed to the kids, committed to win. When they spoke family, they really meant family.
Yeah.
Now, when coaches speak family, like, are you really family? Or when you get a big opportunity to go leave to be a coordinator, you're going to bounce on me.
Yeah.
You know, so sports has just changed, man. College football has changed. Recruiting has changed. You can't even go to a school anymore if you know, for a coach, you got to pick a school just because you genuinely love that university and you want to play for that program and you know the history and you love being a student there. But right now, it's a crazy time to be an athlete right now.
Well, Jabari, we appreciate the time, man. Maybe Tennessee can go down there and get it done. And for those that don't follow Jabari on Twitter, he's a great follow. Give him a follow. Mm-hmm. Jabari Davis _VFL. Appreciate you, bro.
All through and through, baby.
I appreciate it, man. Good luck. Go ball.
Appreciate you, Juice.